Good evening, I should say, and welcome to A&G in downtown Maryville within the trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, we're back outside this week after going inside last week, kind of a game-time decision, as they say, but still pretty nice out here.
Yeah, it seems to be a really nice night. I didn't think the day was going to start out that way when I walked outside this morning. It was pretty chilly, but turned into a beautiful day.
No doubt about that. And as far as in Northwest, you look at some of the stats coming into this week. Defensively, you guys are right up there among the tops of the nation. A lot of different stats here. I think number one in rushing defense in particular, and that has to be something that you feel good about there.
Yeah, you know, I think that we're doing a pretty good job against the run overall. We had the one big run last week, but otherwise we did a pretty good job of neutralizing them. That's something that we take a lot of pride in and our kids really buy into. So we'll get challenged this week because Western's a really good football team.
And one thing that I know we talked about in the past too, you guys do such a great job getting pressure on the quarterback. I think leading the MIAA in quarterback sacks and what I believe eighth nationally maybe in that category.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of always had a trademark that we were going to try and get after you with four, and if we can do that, it makes you more multiple in your back end as far as what you can do in terms of coverage concepts. And you know, a lot of those sacks are attributed to the reroutes and the disruption that our linebackers and secondary create to give our D-line an opportunity to get home. And it's much more of a team concept than it is, you know, specifically related to the defensive line.
And boy, that back end I think's done a nice job so far.
Yeah, they're evolving and growing. We got to tackle better than what we did last week. We had a couple missed tackles that resulted in big plays, but overall I've been happy with their progress over the course of the season.
Last week a tough loss, but you look offensively, just a lot of injuries on that side of the ball. I know you don't like to make excuses per se, but it does play a little bit of factor there.
It does. You know, we have a mentality around here where really everybody in college football does when you say next man up. But it was a difficult position being down three of our offensive linemen, particularly at the tackle position where we didn't have as much depth as what we've had in past years. And there's just a drop-off between our ones and our twos, and it showed up on Saturday. And unfortunately, we weren't able to overcome the turnovers. And anytime you have those in a game, they're the great neutralizer, you know. So we ended up giving up 7 first downs in the game. They were 0-for-13 on third down, and we still gave up that number of points. And we just have to do a better job playing off of each other, offense, defense, and special teams. For us, it's the explosive plays. For the offense, it's turnovers. And then we got to start to win the field position battle a little better with our special teams.
I imagine this week, too, has been just talk a little bit about this week of practice, how things have gone for you.
You know, it's been good. It's been a reset. It's always a wake-up call when you lose a football game. We've gone back out, gone to work. We know we've got a big stretch coming over for the next 3 weeks, and that starts with Missouri Western coming to town on Saturday. So you know, we're going to have to be ready to play. The kids have had a good week of practice, so now it's time to go find out.
And, you know, we got a good show here tonight, kind of focusing on the wide receiving unit. Zach Martin, the wide receivers coach, will be with us, and also Keegan Sturdy with us. And one of the things those two guys have in common, I know something that you've talked about in the past, just the background in football coming off of being a coach's sons. And what does that mean to you to have guys like that in your program that have been around football all their life?
They understand football on a different level. They understand the nuances of it. They've grown up around the sport since they were little kids. You know, shoot, I remember Keegan when he was, you know, just a couple years old running around on the field at St. Ambrose University, and here he is playing for us now. And you know, it's no different with Zach. I just think you grew up with that mentality. It gets in your blood, and they've been great additions to our football program.
You know, Zach came in as a quarterback, had a couple of very good years quarterback in the Bearcat offense. What did you see in him coming through the program that you thought, this is a guy that could be develop into a very good coach?
You know, one of the biggest things is just their attention to detail. How they prep as a player gives you a lot of indication of what they're going to be like as a coach. He was passionate about it. He really wanted to get into the coaching profession. GAing is not fun. I did it 20 some odd years ago. It's not very much money, and it's a whole lot of work. And, you know, he always wanted to take on more tasks and do extra. And, you know, it made sense. And he's got a great aptitude for the game. He understands the offensive side of the football, and he's done a good job with our receivers.
And he's also, I understand when he first started, it was running backs coach as well. So he's kind of being a quarterback, but he's got a great aptitude for what they do, both receivers and as running back.
Yeah, that's something I've been real proud of with Zach, as he's, you know, he's taken it upon himself, not just to learn the quarterback position, you know, which he played, but he's trying to learn the entire thing. He's got aspirations to be an offensive coordinator someday, and I think he'll be a good one.
Again, we are broadcasting live from downtown Maryville at A&G Restaurant, in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll come back and we'll bring in Zach and Keegan as well, and we'll talk a little bit about the wide receiver position. That's coming up right after this timeout from A&G Restaurant and in the trenches.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant.
Coach Bearcats, Rich Wright. Again, we are broadcasting out on the patio here at A&G Restaurant. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, Zach Martin along with Keegan Sturdy joining us here. And Zach, you're kind of getting to be an old hat at this. We had you out here last year, I believe.
Yeah, I know. It's a pleasure to be back on with you.
And brought along Keegan Sturdy. And talk a little bit about what Keegan's meant to you as coming into this program last year.
Keegan does a phenomenal job. Obviously, coach's son. You know, I can be in those shoes a little bit as well. So, I know there's a high standard that comes with that. But he's a great leader, knows everything, helps the entire group, and works extremely hard at what we ask him to do. So.
And Keegan, again, being a coach's son, you've been around the game your entire life.
Yeah.
Kind of talk about, coming in and wanting to continue on playing in college here, and what it means to be a lifer in football.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of just grown up around it, so my whole life I've kind of just loved the game and grown to appreciate it and kind of what it does for you in all aspects of your life. And towards the end of high school, I started getting really serious about, you know, finding a place to play, and talked to Coach Wright on and off, and eventually I made my way here, and yeah, I just love what it means to be a Bearcat and all that, just hard work and the culture that we have. And, you know, it's kind of just, as I've gotten older, I've realized it's my job as a leader to kind of maintain that culture and keep younger guys accountable and everything.
One thing Keegan could tell you a little bit about being a coach's kid, particularly a college coach's kid, is why don't you describe for him kind of your path around the country as you grew up as a college football coach's son?
Yeah, so to start off, I mean, the longest I've lived somewhere is probably 6 years. I was born in Davenport, Iowa. Moved out to Cheney, Washington when I was 7 and lived there for 6 months. Then I moved to Pullman, Washington when my dad was at Washington State. I was there for 5.5 years. And then he took the job over at Iowa State. We moved to Ames, and we were there for 6 years, and then moved down to Kansas City for senior high school, and then I made my way up here. So
now, a senior at DeSoto High School, if I understand right. So you kind of feel a little bit comfortable, I think, in the Bearcat green, don't you? If I remember right, DeSoto's got a green colors for their color scheme there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was in red most of my life, but made my way over to green.
And, of course, Abe, I imagine you have a nice – I know Rich has talked about this, too, in the past, a couple weeks ago, I think, about your just knowledge of the offense right now. Of course, Dad being the offensive coordinator, but just talk a little bit about your familiarity with what Northwest does offensively and how that helps you.
Yeah, so just me knowing the system really well is important because we brought in a lot of transfers this year, and just overall we have a young group. And so, you know, on the field we have a play in, we have a new guy in, he might not know, so I might walk over and just help him, you know, give him some keywords or something, help him remember. Just, you know, in the game that makes a difference, but even every day at practice, just, you know, walking over, telling a guy about certain techniques, certain things that to look for, you know, I think that really helps.
Zach, what's been the biggest challenge, as Keegan mentioned, with some new guys coming into the program this year to get the wide receivers up to speed with the offense?
You know, I would just say probably just the inexperience of, you know, playing in the MIAA. We have talent in our room for sure, but, you know, playing on the road, at home, you got to bring it each and every week in our conference. And just trying to get guys to understand that, with Keegan, Peyton, and Trayvon being guys that have been on road games and know what it's like week in and week out in our conference, using those guys and with me trying to just get those guys to understand they got to show up each and every week. And they got to just work hard.
You know, we had Trayvon earlier this week with our noon coaches show from the Pizza Ranch that we have, and he brought up some very good things, too, that I think we might want to bring out here, too, just about how you guys have each other's back. He talked about one game where he had a drop pass that he was pretty upset with, but just the way everybody rallied around him after that, he just said just meant so much more to him.
Yeah, you know, people aren't trying to drop footballs, right? Not trying to have a bad block or throw a bad football. So I always talk in our group, you got to move on to the next play and find a way to throw it away and can't let it affect the next play. So if I remember right, he dropped a touchdown pass, and then later in that game he caught a touchdown pass. That's growth with that young man. So I was really proud of him for that.
And I think, Rich, that's just part of the culture you try to build, not only on offensive side, but both sides of the ball that are about each other having each other's back.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're all going to make mistakes. None of us are perfect. You know, I'm not going to be perfect in play calls, and they're not going to be perfect in executing the play calls. But, you know, you just have to it literally becomes the next snap and putting it aside and going out and executing your job. And the more we can do that with consistency, the better we're going to have success.
And how tough is that to get that mentality where you have to have kind of a short memory in that respect of things?
You know, I just think it's a little bit more about focusing on what to do differently the next time than thinking about what you just did wrong. You know what I mean? It's things happen in a game, and you just have to have a short memory, and because ultimately there's nothing you can do to change it. If, you know, Trayvon drops a ball, I mean, he's not going to go back and re-catch the ball. I mean, it doesn't work that way. So you're forced in the game to move on and go to the next snap and execute to the best of your ability.
And, Zach, as far as coming in and coaching the wide receivers, we talked a little bit earlier with Rich about obviously coming in as a quarterback in Northwest, having success there, coaching the running backs, your first out as a coach now with the wide receivers. Just talk about coaching the different positions and how you adjust to become a position coach like that.
Yeah, great experience for myself. In terms of running backs, I was kind of floating back and forth with quarterbacks and learned a lot there. And then when I made the transition to wide receivers, I learned a bunch from Coach Sturdy when he came in, and still learn a lot from him every day. But it's been, I think I have a good perspective of what it takes from the quarterback's mind, just because I played it. And I try to share that with my guys all the time. So timing-wise and getting open and where you need to be in windows and what progression you are in the read are a lot of things we talk about. So a little bit of that knowledge, I think, helps our guys.
Well, and last year you look at some of the guys you were coaching that had a lot of success. Alec Tatum, of course, was a second-team MIAA performer. Imani Donadell and Caden Davis, both honorable mentions. So you've got some guys that have been noticed because of some of the things you've done coaching-wise.
Yeah, those guys were really good players. We're around it would have been about 3 years that Imani and Caden were here, and then I played with Alec, so that's pretty crazy. So, phenomenal players, definitely talk with them a lot. But yeah, they we miss them obviously, and we talk with them a lot. Actually, we were on FaceTime the other day, Keegan, with Alec, weren't we?
Yeah, we talked to him on Thursday.
Yeah. So,
you know, when I see Keegan play, I see a little bit of Alec and Keegan out there.
Yeah, I worked out with him quite a bit the last couple of years, just working techniques and stuff, just all the simple kind of things.
Funny, another coach's kid.
It's amazing how I think that it is something that it looks like you've done a very good job getting those type of kids in, and it really does pay off, doesn't it?
There is something to the work ethic piece of it. There definitely is. They understand the intensity of college football on a much different level than most people that come to college, just because they've lived it their entire lives. And they tend not to be your video game gurus. They tend to be your kids that like to draw on blackboards and like to go out and run routes, or, you know, whatever it is that their position is. And you know, there's an intrinsic work ethic in those kids that we've had over the years that have been a good recipe for us at Northwest.
And we talked about Caden Davis. He had some time with the Denver Broncos during summer camp here. What have you heard from Caden right now?
He had another workout with the Commanders, I believe, and he's had a couple workouts here and there. I know he's set up to go to, is it the XFL now? In February there, so I think he's coming out to the Washburn or the homecoming game, so I'll talk to him a little bit more there. But I know he's back home in Kansas, I believe, working out here and there, and then he's also down in Dallas maybe. So yeah, I've talked to him a little bit here and there. He's doing good. You know,
I imagine too, with a lot of guys like that are just on the cusp of making it, you know, they have to kind of watch the injury wire pretty close from week to week, because you never know when you might get that call from an NFL team.
And that's what I think a lot of teams are telling them, is just they're waiting. They're getting them to work out kind of as a progressionary thing. If they took an injury on their active, that he would be bumped up to a practice squad maybe. So.
All right, again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville, and in the trenches with Bearcat head coach Rich Wright. We'll be back to talk more with Zach Keegan and Rich right after this timeout from A&G.
LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with Bearcat head coach Rich Wright and our guest this week, Keegan Sturdy, along with Zach Martin. Of course, Zach, the wide receivers coach at Northwest, and Keegan, wide receiver on the Bearcat team. And might just get a little bit more information about Keegan here, but besides what you do on the football field, just kind of tell us a little bit about some things you enjoy doing when you get a rare chance to sit back and relax a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, my off time, I'm usually getting some drill work on the field in the off season, but I've been reading a lot of books lately, actually.
When he says reading a lot of books, that's a gross understatement. He reads a ton. So how many books did you read this year?
I actually just finished one today. Obstacles the Way by Ryan Holiday. I think that was my 28th book of the year.
So. That's not bad. So what genres do you enjoy more than others, or do you just kind of whatever looks good out there?
I kind of read a little bit of everything. I really like history books. I've read some science books, and lately I've been getting into kind of mindset and philosophy books, you know, as the season's gotten closer.
And as far as hanging out with your teammates, what are some of the things you guys enjoy doing?
Just, you know, spending time together. Honestly, watching a lot of football games together, Sundays, Thursday nights, Monday nights. If we have time after our homework and stuff, then we just go out to dinner and, you know, just spending time together wherever it is, just hanging out with the boys, honestly.
And, Rich, I imagine that from a standpoint of bringing in guys like that that like football so much that in their off time they're spending it watching football games and things, that's something that you have to feel pretty good about.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and these guys, you know, Keegan's amazing. He goes, every time I look out my window, he's out there running routes on the field, whether there's anybody to throw it to him or not. You know, he's just – He's very meticulous about what he does, and it's part of why he's been able to be successful. He's obviously not the prototypical size receiver, and you know, I'm 5'8", so I can't talk much about prototypes either. But you know, he's willed his way onto the field and made himself a good player because he does all the little things right, and that starts with what he does every single day, and it's just a big part of who he is.
And you know, when you look for somebody like Keegan and others that you bring in the program, I imagine that's one of the things that you kind of look into their background about, the kind of work ethic they have.
Yeah, you know, that's something we've had a lot with the high school coaches, and then any place we can really get the information from. You know, I'll often go talk to a teacher and say, okay, what's he like in history class? You know, because it's easy for the football coach to say he's got a great work ethic. What's he doing in the rest of his day? And the more dots you can connect that way, I think the better chance you have of landing somebody who's going to do what you want them to do once they get to college.
You know, one thing we were talking during this break as well, that you think being in Maryville, Missouri, you're kind of isolated from some of the things going on nationally, in particular the hurricane down in the Florida area, but you've got a number of guys on this roster that this has a direct impact on.
Yeah, no doubt. When I saw the damage, you know, yesterday, what was going on in down in Naples and Fort Myers in particular, and how it was going to swath across Florida, you know, I just started looking at the cities, and they were talking about Tampa being affected. They talked about flooding in Orlando and it rolling all the way up to Daytona Beach. And we've got a lot of kids on our roster from Florida. And, you know, so after practice today, I've been busy all day doing different stuff, but it was the first opportunity I had to get in front of them. And I just said, hey, has everybody heard from your family? Are you all good? And I was thankful that everybody, there was a couple kids that had some minor water damage, but beyond that, at least their homes and their parents are okay. And so, yeah, it definitely, when you're recruiting on a national level, you know, things like this are things you got to think about as a head coach.
And I would guess, too, that it has to be comforting to these guys that to have some people around them at a time like this, too, that care about them.
Yeah, you know, we've had different scenarios over the years, and you know, what I was worried about is, were we going to have a guy or two, because I knew there were millions of people without power and cell service as well, and, you know, were they able to actually speak with their family? Were they okay? Because that's stressful to an 18, 19-year-old kid who's, you know, 1,200 miles away from home, not to be able to know for sure that mom and dad were okay. So if there was something that I could do to kind of bridge that, I was going to try.
Zach, as we look at this going into a week five of the season now, and you've had a chance to work with this receiving core throughout the summer and now fall here and everything, what's been the biggest areas that you've seen this group really improve on here in the last few weeks?
You know, I think they've all learned and progressed offensively for us and growing and taking a step each and every week. You know, we did bring in three or four different guys that are playing for us right now, so that takes time, you know, and it doesn't just happen right away. Kind of like last year, we were playing with three guys that had been here for a long, very long time. So we're playing new faces and they're inexperienced, but they're starting to grow and starting to figure it out now. So I'm looking forward to what they show on Saturday. So we've had a good week of practice and I'm excited to see them go out there and play.
And what are some of the things that you think this group can really do here in the next few weeks?
You know, I think we just got to continue to hone in on the details. We're just up and down on that. So I really have been preaching that through this whole week. I was just talking with Keegan about that. Just the whole group understanding that, you know, you got to just trust it, trust your training and get to your depths, run it with precision and be linear in everything you do. and catch the ball when it comes to you. And I think if you just worry about those things, our offensive structure and scheme will get you the football and let you do special things.
And Keegan, when you look at the rest of this season, what are the areas that you look at that you see as some improvement for you here in the next few weeks?
You know, for me, I think I just got to keep being consistent. I'm always going to run good routes, I feel like. And when it's my chance to get the football, you know, I just need to make the play. I'm not, like Coach Wright said, I'm not, you know, the biggest guy or the fastest guy, but I'm going to run my routes with precision, you know, like Coach Martin said, at the right depths, and just doing what our offensive coordinator asks us to do, because he's very specific with that. And I think another thing for me is just, you know, coaching up a lot of the other young guys. I think that's something I really want to focus on for myself this year.
And one final thing, talking to you, Keegan, how much fun was that Lincoln game for you, in particular that 74-yard reception for a touchdown?
Oh, yeah, I was out of this world. It was a lot of fun. Had a bunch of catches, and, yeah, that one play, yeah, it was really exciting.
How much fun is that for you when you see that play like that develop and you see a lot of open territory for you to go to?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a crossing route. I was about 12 yards downfield. Didn't think I was going to turn and break a couple tackles and go all the way. But, yeah, I guess I just reacted, and it kind of just happened. I was pretty excited.
All right. Again, we've been talking with Zach Martin and Keegan Sturdy. Keegan, a wide receiver on the Bearcat team. Zach, the wide receivers coach. We'll come back and wrap things up with the coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back on the In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat, Rich Wright, as we wrap up another edition of the program with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, got Missouri Western coming up. Always a game that draws a lot of interest around the region when these two teams meet.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's always been one of our rivalry games. Western and Northwest, I've been in some big-time battles with them over the years. They always play us tough. Doesn't matter whether the game's in St. Joe or Maryville, when those two teams get together, it's going to be a physical football game.
And one final thing here, being a Cardinal fan, you have to like what took place a little bit earlier this week with the Cards clinching the Central Division.
Yeah, that was very cool to see. You know, the consistency that they've been able to play with as an organization is, I think, remarkable. And it was fun to see, you know, Albert and Yachty, and I don't know that we know about Wayno yet, but all three of those guys, or two of the three guys in their last season, be able to get to the postseason, so it's kind of fun.
I think Sunday's going to be fun at Busch Stadium Sunday when all three. I think Wayno's supposed to get the start, and you know Albert and Yachty's going to be in the lineup Sunday for their final home regular season game.
Absolutely. That place will be electric. The last month, I don't get to watch a ton of baseball, but the times I have, it's been neat to see the way Busch Stadium has looked. You know, packed house, everybody really interested. As Albert chased 700 home runs, that's an amazing accomplishment for anybody. It's just very cool to watch.
All right. Well, Rich, enjoyed it. Looking forward to Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks.
And we'll have that broadcast for you on KXCV, KRNW. It'll be a 1:30 kickoff Saturday afternoon. We'll be on there at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. Thanks to everyone involved with the program, Rich Wright, as well as wide receivers coach Zach Martin and wide receiver Keegan Sturdy. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.